This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. As always, you're invited to join us on the radio. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Coming up a little bit later on in the show tonight, we will be talking to Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty, MuslimCenterForLiberty.org. He has made the move to New Hampshire as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration. And we're looking forward to bringing him in here because he's going to be launching his show from Keene, New Hampshire later on tonight. We're going to announce pretty cool news about his fundraiser for the upcoming Malik Center, the very first full-time mosque in all of New Hampshire, and what may be the very first mosque in North America that will accept cryptocurrency like Bitcoin. So there's a lot of that to talk about tonight. Also, speaking of Bitcoin, somebody brought up this Jamie Dimon character again on last night's show.
Okay.
And, of course, our phones were, you know, wall-to-wall calls toward the latter half of the show, and we didn't really get a chance.
It's hard to explore things on a Saturday night.
It is. And so we didn't really get a chance to talk about in depth what this executive, chief executive officer of J.P. Morgan Chase, one of the largest banks in the United States by both locations and assets. It's a huge bank. This guy, Jamie Dimon, has come out again and attacked Bitcoin, the world's most popular cryptocurrency, the world's first and most popular and, you know, incredible cryptocurrency.
Given his opinion on Bitcoin.
No, he's attacked it. I mean, okay. He definitely does not like Bitcoin, and he wants to see it fail, and he wants to see the government take it down. So we'll play some of his comments for you as well. Plus, if we get the chance, we'll talk about the dying old media like cable television and magazines. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. As we go to CNBC, where executive Jamie Dimon from Chase Bank has laid into Bitcoin once again. So it was like, I don't know, earlier in the week when he made headlines for attacking Bitcoin, then that, you know, made it so some of the financial news press wanted to talk to him about Bitcoin more.
Sure.
Because here's an old guy who works at a bank that, you know, doesn't like this new upstart cryptocurrency.
Controversy. I smell blood in the water.
All right. And so now they've talked to him again, and he's talked more about his opinions about Bitcoin. He has warned, in fact, that governments will shut them down if they grow too large. I'm going to play some of the audio here from the interview from CNBC TV18 in New Delhi. So this is an international story about this Diamond guy, or Dimon, I guess D-I-M-O-N is how you spell his last name. Here's the audio.
Done something with the Bitcoin exchange.
Okay.
So separate, blockchain is a technology. It can be used for multiple things, including cryptocurrency. It could be used for digital dollars. And there are digital dollars already. Like a lot of the dollars held in our bank are digital. And so I'm not, so separate the technology. What I've said about Bitcoin is that countries form a currency. You have a wonderful currency.
Yeah.
When you formed your nation in 1947, one of the first things you did is create a central bank with a currency, and that currency is part of your national heritage because on the back it's got, you know, the 17 or 19 languages.
Okay, so here he's appealing to that sensation that we talked about last night where people look at the flag in the United States, the patriotism or nationalism,
right,
that, well, you guys have such a great currency. He's talking about India. Is that the rupee?
Sounds right.
Called there. Yes, you guys have such a great currency. Look at all the things that you've placed on the back. You have a central bank, and it made all these beautiful notes with all these wonderful inscriptions, and my, it's so beautiful. You know, as though that makes it better or somehow superior currency to cryptocurrency, which is by far a more superior form of currency.
Technologically superior form of money. And
right, it's circa 2009 instead of circa whenever the hell paper money came out, however many hundreds of years ago that was.
Thousands. I mean, and to some extent, you know, money, as we were talking about last night on the show, when we were discussing Trump, you know, berating athletes for taking a knee, is that, look, it's smoke and mirrors, people. This country is losing freedoms year after year, decade after decade, spending at your great-grandchildren's inheritance, because quite frankly, they've already spent yours, your children's, and your grandchildren's, spending your great-grandchildren's inheritance while you worry about whether or not black people stand up for your favorite song.
Mm.
That's the epitome of ignorance that comes with this whole citizenship thing. The currency also is wrapped up in this, because the currency is the government. Now, the United States currency isn't actually issued by the government.
It's issued by the Federal Reserve. It's issued by private.
Right, a private organization of banks, which the Treasury then orders currency from. But
at a loan, basically, interest.
Loan. That's the mortgaging your great-grandchildren's future I'm talking about.
Yeah.
If you don't know about this stuff, stop worrying about athletes standing up during the pledge and learn about it.
This is a much more important issue. That's a great point.
Yeah, it's an incredibly important issue.
Who controls the money is very, very important. Was it Rockefeller, one of those guys who said, Rothschild, I care not who controls the money, or care not who controls the government so long as I control the money.
Right. He just said, I don't care if Stalin's in charge, I don't care if Hitler's in charge, as long as I'm in charge of the central bank. A central banker said that. Can you imagine for a second what kind of power central banks have? How they manage to get the stuff done that they want done?
It's the most insidious power of taxation. I mean, rather than just imagining it, we can paint somewhat of a picture, because your typical tax is some sort of bill that you receive, or some store that's imposing a sales tax on you, or whatever. You're easily able to look at the numbers in a lot of cases with taxes. But with inflation, when the central banks of the world, Venezuela, the United States, you name it, there have been a long history of failed central banks. U.S. hasn't failed yet, but it's in the done process. They all fail eventually.
Every fiat currency has to fail.
So when they take the amount of currency that's in circulation and they inflate that amount, then that usually results in certain consequences, like the price of things going up. That's one of the symptoms of inflation. It's not actual inflation. Inflation is the increase of the money supply, which is what the central banks, one of their main roles is to inflate the money supply so the government gets that money. They're the first recipients of that money, and then they spend it in whatever ways they do, maybe with the military-industrial complex, buying boots and tanks and things like that, or maybe with some other government programs that they're spending it on, and their contractors and so forth. So the politically connected class of, like, the military, contractors, others that know politicians and get along well with them and have, given them lots of money over time, they get these contracts that has this new money attached to it, and then it starts filtering into the rest of the economy.
It doesn't always go that way. So when you saw the quantitative easing that went on during the economic downturn,
where they gave money to big banks and
the
car
money
companies,
didn't go to the government. It went directly to the big banks.
Yeah.
Now, I want you to imagine, Mr. and Mrs. America, what it would have been like instead of handing out hundreds of billions of dollars. I don't have the numbers sitting in front of me. I'm just coming off of the top of my head, Bear, but I'm guessing it's hundreds of billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
What if instead... Now, the complaint was the banks were taking the money and holding it and not lending it out. Remember what it was like trying to get a loan back in 2010? Things weren't so easy. What would it have been like if the government would have issued the money and just handed it out in the form of cash to citizenry? Like, what would it have been like? What if you would have just taken this money and given every American, and I haven't done what hundreds of billions of dollars into, 300 million people is, but, a stack of $1,000 or $3,000 or whatever it might be. Do you think that money would have gotten spent, or do you think that they would have hoarded it?
They spend it.
Right. If the velocity of money was what was the concern was, and you have to worry about those
things. The concern was to save their politically connected brethren.
That's what it's about.
The banks acted
irresponsibly, so the banks needed a bunch of money.
Well, the banks just did what they were incentivized to do. I mean, the federal government, the Federal Reserve, made it very attractive to just print money from thin air and loan it out to people. And, so they just figured this was going to go on forever, I guess. And it didn't. But regardless, when the government inflates the money supply, it's an insidious hidden tax because the price of everything goes up and the government still gets more money to spend. So it's hard to really, for the average person, to look at inflation and understand. But if you think about like the amount of groceries your $100 has been able to purchase over, you know, decade over decade, it's gone down over time.
Dramatically.
Right? So there are ways to look at it over the long term, to have perspective, to see how inflation has damaged your spending power and your quality of life. But day to day, you can't really see it. You have to be able to look back over time. So anyway, we'll get back into Jamie Dimon's comments, his attack on Bitcoin, and you can join us and bring up anything.
If you want to promote your business, organization, website, or club, radio is a great way to reach a lot of people. And because the ads are low cost, you can reach them a lot more often. Repetition builds reputation, and ads with audio are just more convincing than print or digital. If you need local people, please contact this station. If you can sell nationally, I'd love to help. Free Talk Live is nationally syndicated on more than 170 radio stations, and we have a large and loyal podcast audience. Check out our packages at advertise.freetalklive.com. If you need something custom, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
You wanted to get into Bitcoin mining, but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
The three most important things you can do for Free Talk Live are, one, share one episode a week on Facebook or in some other social networking site. Two, buy the things you buy online through shop.freetalklive.com. Three, give $5 a month to the AMP program. It's my firm belief that Free Talk Live's AMP program is the best use of your charitable dollar among liberty-oriented organizations. Support all the organizations you love. But make sure you give $5 a month to AMP at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You you can join us right here on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, you ought to check out freedomsphoenix.com. They have a daily dispatch that they'll send to your email box, and that's the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com, freedomsphoenix.com. We can talk more about the old guard, the old bankers' attack. In this case, Jamie Dimon from J.P. Morgan Chase on the attack again against Bitcoin. You know, you don't take flack unless you're over the target. These guys are getting nervous, I think, about the cryptocurrency threat to their oligopoly, and we're going to talk more about it. Ian and Mark in the studio. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, though, where we go to Skype and David on the line in New Mexico. David, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. This actually ties a little bit to what you're talking about. You're basically talking about the government essentially stealing wealth from the people. And I wanted to give you one more piece of the puzzle that I'm dealing with here in New Mexico.
Okay.
And remembering under the category that the state of New Mexico has been labeled in the past as the most corrupt state in the nation.
And I thought it was Mississippi, but yeah, I mean, it's probably a tight race.
Yeah, well, New Mexico and Mississippi are neck and neck for last in everything good that's measured. So that's one. And Alaska is also known as for corruption, and so is Illinois. And I suppose New York.
I've heard Rhode Island and Hawaii, and well, of course, all states are corrupt. But so it's, again, it's a tight race for which is the worst. But go ahead with your point.
Yeah, exactly. The last place that I had left everyone is that I was trying to get information out of a state agency, the administrative office of the courts in this instance, and the ladies in the office there were, for whatever reason.
Can you do me a favor? I'm sorry to interrupt. Can you back off your microphone? You're popping your peas pretty hard, and it's a little distorted. So if you don't mind.
How's that now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So I was being obstructed getting information. I managed to solve that problem by when a guy that I know that's high up in the government got wind of what was going on. He went over and had a talk with them, and then instantly, magically, they started taking my calls. I got my information. I was able to move on.
It's all about who you know.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's where I left you. I wanted to share what this is all about. Is this is a court-appointed attorney of mine, not in a criminal case, but in a case where I'm fighting over my children, and because there's a hostile attempt to terminate my parental rights and adopt my kids to the stepfather, there's a statute written that requires that they provide me with an attorney.
Okay.
And so that's the context in which this guy is an attorney. So, and what happened was a year ago, basically this time last year, this guy was appointed, and I immediately gave him the notice that I'm in the habit of giving all of these attorneys, having learned the hard way that they're really not working for me. They're actually working to get money and preserve their status within the system of being a court appointed attorney, which keeps the revenue coming to them. They more serve the court than they serve me. And so I immediately gave the guy a notice an actual legal notice that I allege that he is actually part of the child trafficking ring that is the state government in the state of New Mexico.
I'm sure he appreciated that.
Well, it sounds like you don't want his services. Do they force him upon you, or can you say, no thanks, I'll go pro se?
No, I have a choice. I have a choice, but I want the attorney. But what I'm doing is I'm giving him an actual legal notice that I am wise to the fact that this game is rigged. And yes, I want the services of attorney, but you need to be advised in a legal sense that you are actually working with what I consider to be a racketeering outfit, because in the future I'm going to be filing various lawsuits against all the different players. And so an attorney that works for me had better darn well make sure that they are working for me and not for the state.
So how did it go when you delivered this notice to him? Because I agree with Mark that, you know, that could be a little off-putting.
Yeah, well, it is a little off-putting, and that's what he said immediately was that he was quitting, that he was withdrawing from the case, which
is fine
because they're required by statute to line up the next attorney that I'll give that same notice to.
So is this drawing out the proceedings? Is that the idea? Are you trying to find one that'll actually, like, you know, tolerate kind of the insult? if you will.
Right, exactly. So it draws it out, and it, I have to reasonably accept that it's going to draw it out. If I tell an attorney something that they object to and they have the right to quit and they quit, then it's going to be delaying the implementation of an attorney that will continue to work with me. So I have to accept that part. But here's what the dude did that's embezzling. What he did is he gave me a written notice that he was quitting. Mm-hmm. And then he never submit his resignation to the court. A few months later, I discovered that, and I started calling people on it.
Is the idea that if he doesn't submit the resignation to the court, that they'll pay him on a certain interval?
Exactly. He gets paid it. He gets paid every month.
Whether or not he's actually standing in a courtroom or filing things for you, he's getting a paycheck just for being on file as your attorney.
Exactly. And so what he did is he told me he quit, but he never told the court that he quit until he was called
on
it several times.
And then screwed. Well, it doesn't matter.
And you have him saying in writing that he quit before he actually...
I have it in writing myself. And the court finally submitted it in writing, in court, in an oral motion. He finally asked to be withdrawn from the case on July 11th of this year after this other thing went down this time last year, and the court granted his excusal, but 2 months later, or July 11th till now, whatever that is, the dude still has not filed the order to be signed by the judge, so he's still on the payroll. The judge said, fine, write up an order, and I'll sign it, you'll be excused, and he's still been collecting this money.
He
hasn't done it.
David, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the story. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And
I don't call them liars where I come from for nothing.
Yeah, that's a little taste, I guess, of the massive fraud that's going on, right? Because that's just one example of how one attorney is taking advantage of his position in that one place, right?
He's just busy, Ian.
Uh-huh. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Well, if that's the case, then I would say David could motion the judge to order the attorney to pay back whatever it was that he received in funds in that time frame.
I suspect they could do just that, yes.
Yeah. So if he was too busy, then, he shouldn't be getting the paycheck.
No big deal, right?
So anyway, the toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And again, that's attorneys or another set of old guard that is going to be threatened by things like cryptocurrency. And
I hope he hasn't spent that money.
And also, not just cryptocurrency, but blockchain technology, which, as we've seen from some of the interviews we've done, blockchain being the tech that backs up Bitcoin, it's this immutable, decentralized ledger, a public ledger in the case of Bitcoin. Some people have talked about how blockchain can help with things like contracts and wills and identification and other things that typically you might look to an attorney to help you with. So the idea is that maybe blockchain technology could help put some attorneys out of business as well. So you better believe they're going to be lining up against as much of this as they possibly can.
Yeah, I did an interview with a company, Consensus actually is the name of the company, that's working with the government of Mauritius, attempting to work with the government of Mauritius to essentially blockchainize their governmental processes to increase efficiency. So that's interesting.
We have more on the way. You can share your thoughts with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live continues in moments. You take control.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free. Join us on the radio and talk about whatever's on your mind on this live Sunday edition. It's Ian here.
And Mark.
Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733, and you may Skype in. Join us. Skype username is lrn.fm.
Are you getting 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day? If you are, you're one of a very elite crew, about 1% of the U.S. population that manages to pull that off. And for those of you that pull it off, it protects you against obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, cancer, and gives you enough antioxidants to neutralize all five of the known free radicals. These are worthy goals, and I've been trying over the course of the last month to get in all 10 servings. Now, I'm eating more fruits and vegetables than normal because I'm cognizant of this, but I'm also taking fruit and veggie total from the makers of Whole Food Multi-Complete. So, you can call it cheating if you want, but I'm getting my servings. You can too. Please join me in this worthy goal to eat better, lose weight, live longer, and feel good. Go to simplifymysupplements.com and buy fruit and veggie total. Use the coupon code FTL to save 10%. On your order, anytime. They'll give you a free shaker bottle, too. That is, things are valuable. SimplifyMySupplements.com. They do take Bitcoin, by the way. And use coupon code FTL.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. Scott in Massachusetts, he is Scott the Bigot. Scott, go ahead, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good evening, Mark and Ian. How are you?
I feel bad for any other Scott ever calls us from Massachusetts because we're going to jump to a conclusion, and that won't be very nice. But anyway, go ahead, Scott, because it is you.
You know, these black athletes and white, their white counterparts that refuse to stand for the national anthem. Now, I know your feelings about not standing for the national anthem, for the flag, and I hate a lot what America stands for too. But they need to stand for the flag, for the national anthem, not because they have a right to hate America, but I'm talking about just respecting the soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines who died, and many of them were black.
Don't you? Isn't that kind of a contradictory position to
no.
what you've said on the air before, which is that you hate America?
Yes, but let me explain. I hate America, but the soldiers, sailors, and airmen and Marines, a lot of them are poor boys. They come from southern towns. They're backward. They're poor. It's not their fault that America's so rotten. And they fight. And so if I was at a sporting event, I would stand not in allegiance of America, but merely out of respect for them who died. That's
this is
why
one of the things I dislike about the, you know, flags and anthems and all this stuff.
It means something different to everybody.
Because it means something different to everybody.
Yeah.
So you may, as Scott says, hate America, but choose to stand for the national anthem because you respect the sacrifices of some people that were tricked into fighting wars for politicians' sake, throughout
the
history.
It looks like you support America when you stand for the national
right,
anthem.
That's what it communicates to people.
I rephrase that. I stand for the soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines.
But you're not explaining that to anybody. You're not turning to the person next to you and saying, just so you know, I'm only standing for the soldiers and the airmen.
I don't care what they stand for. I know what I'm standing for, and America is rotten in many regards. Now, as far as these black athletes go, yes, they've suffered discrimination, racism, and slavery in America. But what gets me angry is that they're always
putting
white people...
And you
want to
bring that back.
They're
always putting
white people
you want to
on
make
a guilt trip.
Huh? What?
White people are always being put on a guilt trip for
I don't
slavery,
feel guilty.
Racism, and discrimination.
I wasn't there. I wasn't involved
I know,
involved
and
in
I
it.
Wasn't either. But yet that's what...
But you want to enslave... Do you want to enslave people? Again?
No. What I want is, I want white people in this country not to become 10th-rate citizens, and that's what they're coming. They're becoming.
By what evidence?
Through horrible affirmative action laws.
But affirmative action laws only affect government contractors and people like that, right? Government
but
hiring.
But it's also
quotas.
in the sense that blacks
maybe
have
colleges.
Made a lot of gains, where whites have not. A lot of whites are timid in the fact that they're afraid that if they speak up for their rights, they'll be perceived as racist.
You know what's it's
what
sad
way,
listening.
What rights do blacks have that whites don't?
What rights do blacks have that whites don't?
Well, you just made a claim that blacks are demanding all these rights and the whites are timid.
They get jobs. They get jobs where white people should get them because white people are more capable than they are.
That's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous statement. If I'm hiring somebody, I'm going to hire the best capable person for that job. I'm not going to be looking at their skin color. And your statements, again, are fallacious because they are based out of groups. You know, you're saying whites are this and blacks are this, and that's just not true. And anybody with a thinking brain should know that individuals are the ones who achieve or fail. It has nothing to do with the groups of which they are a part. Thank you for the call tonight, Scott. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, and it looks like that was our Skype caller with a slight call difficulty there. We'll see if we can get back to that person a little bit later. If you want to Skype in, our Skype username is lrn.fm, and again, Ian and Mark here in the studio tonight. We were talking about J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon, who has gone on the attack against Bitcoin again. And this time we've got some audio from the folks over at CNBC. We're going to give that a play for you here in moments, but we're going to try Bad Slave on the line in New Hampshire. I think we may have a better connection now if we're lucky. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Howdy.
Yep, we got you. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Mark and Ian.
Yes, sir.
Listen to Scott, and, I actually agree with Scott on certain things. But that there is a cabal of folk, and some of them are Zionists, I think. I call them the banksters, because I think there are people in the international banking system that is that actually is part of the U.S. military's effort to expand that fiat money system.
It's pretty clear that if you're in the sort of international banking community, those people who control the World Bank and these sorts of the Federal Reserve and these sorts of organizations, that you're going to want to see fiat currency propagated around the globe. You're also going to want to see quote unquote stable governments. Stable governments aren't necessarily free; they're just stable. These sorts of things. I'm not going to disagree with that. What I'm mainly concerned with Scott is that he is deeply concerned about the ethnicity of those people.
Yeah, and I think that's a bunch of bull. But it's just collectivism. You engage in collectivism, and you've stepped over a line.
By you mean Scott the bigot?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Whether it's a Jew, an Israeli, even a Zionist, I was engaging with someone who claimed to be a Zionist on Facebook, he denied the USS Liberty attack. That was just a mistake. Yeah, right.
That's the story, right? What are you going to do? How can that's the argument, right? It's like when you get into the minutiae of these things is, what happened with the USS Liberty? Do mistakes happen when one's on a warship? They must.
Yeah, but there were people that are still alive that watched what happened, and they know that the claim that the Israelis make is crap. I'm sorry, it just is. And I've studied this. There's new data out and everything about what really happened, because they buried it, by the way. The U.S. government buried the whole story.
These stories, unless they want them to be a big story, tend to get buried, right? I mean, almost no American remembers, I think it was in 1989, when the United States government shot down an Iranian passenger plane, killed hundreds of Iranian citizens, and no American knows that stuff.
Thanks, Bad Slave, for the call. There's more coming up here. You can join us live Sunday show with Free Talk Live, 855-450, free, like freedom, it's Free Talk Live. We're here for you.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will. So pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and with you in the studio, it's Ian
and Mark.
You can join us here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Live Sunday edition of the show. Still to come here tonight, more about the attack on Bitcoin from JP Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon. And your calls and thoughts, welcome as well. If we get the chance, we can talk about the perhaps impending doom of the magazine industry. But first, let's go to Kelly, listening in Springfield, Missouri, to KWTO AM. Hey, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome. You're on the radio. We're doing great. Go ahead.
Hey, I agree with a lot of things that you say, but I want to take a different take on this Trump episode with the NFL. You know, as the CEO of this country, President Trump has every right to have buyer's remorse on the advertising dollars that was spent before he showed up and the current ones that are being spent on the NFL. A lot of people believe that these colors being shown and the flags coming out and the ceremonials and all of that are free. In 2015, I read that they spent $53 million in sport events, not just the NFL, but in sporting events. And
who spent it? The government?
The government.
The Defense Department. The DOJ, the Defense Department.
Uh-huh.
And my thing is if they're going to spend this kind of money and get this kind of result, they need to pull all their money out, not including the fact that most of these stadiums get bonds and tax breaks.
Yeah, there is that.
And everything else. So I say do this. I say, okay, let the NFL do what they want. Let them sit all day long, but let the government pull out 100%
okay.
of their money.
I support that. But can I also pull out of the government, too? Can I pull all the money that they've taken from me out?
We've got people doing that all the time. It's called not paying your taxes. You have every choice to do that. In fact, we in Missouri believe that there are many laws that support that you don't need to pay your taxes at all. But that's totally up to you.
But I mean, do you support that?
No, I don't actually support that. I'm actually for paying for the government and
so you want to force you want to force me to support the government at the point of gun?
No, I'm not saying that. But let's don't digress. Let's go back.
But that's what you're saying, though, right? I mean,
no, he's not saying that you.
I'm saying you have a choice. And this is a job. You know, I read something that the owner of the Dallas Cowboys...
Well, no, I don't have a choice, because you know, a lot of times the government will come after people and put them in a prison cell at the point of a gun if they don't do what they say and they don't pay the money they demand.
Fight them. I mean, you have every right in this country. Fight them?
If
you want to. You have every choice to fight them in the court of law.
But I'm not violent. I mean, I'm not going to... I'm not like the government. I'm not a violent person.
I'm talking about the court of law. You have every right to do whatever you want, and when you want to do it, there's a
Yeah, but when you've got people like you on the juries, then I'm going to prison.
But you still didn't answer. I mean, do you think, let me ask you the question. Do you think that they should have buyer's remorse at spending $53 million or so as of 2015, and we know that rate's probably gone up? Don't you think they have every right to say to the NFL...
If the government was an independent organization that didn't get its money through the threat of violence, then I would say they should do whatever they want to do, because then they'd be just another group out there providing a service voluntarily.
I still don't think they should be... They should have never been spending that kind of money in the first place.
No, I agree with you there, but they shouldn't be stealing the money in the first place.
Right? I don't know what you're arguing
with
this guy about, Ian. I mean, you sound pugnacious.
I think he's right on the money. That guy's brilliant that just said that. We shouldn't have been spending money like that on that. I mean,
but that guy also agrees with me. The guy you're talking to, Mark Edge, he agrees with me that you shouldn't be having to be forced to pay the government for all the crap that they do.
Well,
because they do a bunch of crap that's way worse than having people kneel down on a football field, right? The government bombs innocent, peaceful people all around the globe.
Really? Do you know what that symbolically says when you're just putting your finger up towards the flag? I mean, that flag stands
Do you know what it says when bombs drop down from the sky on innocent children?
I want to hear what the gentleman has to say.
Yeah, it's more than just material involved here. I mean, there's a lot that has gone on. I mean, if you even read how the anthem came about, what was going on all around the time that was being written, I mean, we were at a state of war.
The War of 1812?
In fact, the guy who wrote the anthem was Francis Scott Key. He wasn't even for the war that was going on.
But he was pro-slavery, and the third verse does include parts about killing slaves. He was very for that.
Well, you know what? Do you think the NFL problems is just the kneeling of the flag? Do you think they're down in audience because of just that?
I think what the problem is the United States government is going to hell in a handbasket, and people are worried about whether or not black people are standing up for their favorite song. I think that's
part of the problem. Well, you know what I worry about, too, more than just the flag? I worry about a guy who knocks his wife out in an elevator and all the violence going on in the NFL.
Who's that?
There was an NFL player that did that.
It's not like the only guy who's ever knocked his wife out in an elevator, right?
No, the sporting events are getting exhausting watching this play out and seeing that they get millions. And we sit and watch them and all their antics off the field. I mean, that's getting exhausted.
I don't pay any attention to it. They'll stop watching it. There's all kinds of other things that you can spend your time on.
There's this awesome show. It's called Game of Thrones. Check it out.
I'm not a huge fan, necessarily,
yeah,
but I've heard a lot of people like it.
I'll dead my brain for that. Yeah, I'll dump my brain down for that.
Thanks for the call tonight, Kelly. I appreciate hearing from you. I'm sorry. I mean, I get where you're coming from, Mark, that... You know, these people are spending all this time worrying about what the NFL is up to, but yet the federal government is destroying people's freedoms, not just in other countries, but here in the United States.
Yours. You know?
Your freedoms, yeah.
Like, you're listening to my voice. The United States federal government has done something in the last two decades to go after your freedoms.
But people aren't in the streets upset about that. They're mad because somebody sat down during a football game. I mean, that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
The killing of innocent people around the globe doesn't matter a whit to these people. However many bodies have been, you know, blown up because of the U.S. military's interventionism in the Middle East, for instance, just to name a more recent conflict, that's all immaterial, apparently. Because that's gone on throughout president after president. Donald Trump continued and escalated what Obama continued and escalated from what Bush had done and, you know, Clinton before him and Bush before him and just so on and so on. And all kinds of innocent people dying at the hands of the military. But yet people should be forced to support that. But at the same time, the person believes the government should be able to opt out of advertising dollars. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
Oh, I'm sure they should.
Yeah, I understand, Mark. I agree with you
if
there.
If they opt out of the advertising dollars,
the first
you stop
place.
Getting the rednecks that'll go over there and fight for this stuff.
They'll advertise somewhere else, Mark. They'll
Where?
Advertise anywhere else.
It's not going to come. The reason they advertise in these sports is because it works.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's lots of other places to advertise. They'll be more than happy to take their money. I mean, I'm sure country music television would love to have a nice big budget from the U.S. military buying advertising.
I'm sure they would.
So the toll-free number
here,
855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. But it's not freedom when you don't get to opt out. So if you want to go ahead and have some sort of militaristic organization, whether it be the U.S. federal government's military or some private group of mercenaries that you put together, and you want to advertise for new soldiers or recruits or whatever, then as long as you're funding it voluntarily, I don't care. It's none of my business. But if you're going to force people who support peace to fund your violence, to fund your organizations of aggression like the police or the military, then that is not freedom. If you don't have the freedom to say no, then you are enslaved by that system. And that's not anything that resembles freedom. It's all just the idea that you have freedom is an illusion. Sure, you can leave your house in the morning and choose whether you go north, south, east, or west. You can choose where you work. You can choose what your vocation is. There are a lot of things you can choose. But if you can't choose to participate in something that you dislike, then you're not truly free. Especially if you're forced to pay for it as well.
Right. And, you know, like when it comes to having a job, lots of people talk about wage slavery or something like that. Like you feel like you're forced to have a job. I get it. Life sucks without a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go work at other different places. But, you know, you don't have the option when the United States federal government claims the particular land that it claims as its own and then gives you this one inconsequential vote and tells you you're free. That's a joke. If I move to Canada, it's not like the U.S. foreign policy is going to just leave me behind. By the way, I can't move to Canada. They won't let me. But if I move to some foreign country, it's not like I no longer have to worry about the United States federal government because it, frankly, claims rulership
over
the globe.
Yeah, now they might bomb you. If you move to another country, you could be subjected to their bombing runs. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. On the way here, the magazine industry is in worse shape than ever, and the New York Times is ironically reporting on it. We'll tell you about that also. We still haven't yet played the full comments from Jamie Dimon, the J.P. Morgan Chase chief executive officer, who is on the attack against Bitcoin, saying that governments are going to shut down cryptocurrencies if they grow too large. Well, as we're speaking right now, according to CoinCap.io, the price of Bitcoin, the total market value of Bitcoin, is over $60 billion U.S. dollars. So again, for a big bank like Chase Morgan, $60 billion, that's kind of chump change. But it's a lot more now than it was in the past. And how long is it going to be before it's over $100 billion or $1 trillion in value for Bitcoin? The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And that doesn't include the other cryptocurrencies, of which there's another $66 billion worth of those. Hour 2's on the way.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.